I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. President Barack Obama is set to announce the next step in the longest war in American history. Tomorrow, he's going to reveal his blueprint for bringing U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. We already know that Obama will start pulling out the soldiers next month. We do not know whether that initial withdrawal will be significant, that's the word the president has used, or modest. That's the preference of Defense Secretary Robert Gates. Andrew Basevich is a professor of international relations at Boston University, and Thomas Donnelly directs the Center for Defense Studies at the American Enterprise Institute. We have been debating, as you have, I know, for many years, what is working and what's not working in Afghanistan. We seem, though, now to be in a new place because it is the post-Osama bin Laden era, an era as well of very tough fiscal restraints. The president's address happens tomorrow. It's going to tell us more about where we stand right now. What are you, though, and why don't we go with you first, Andrew Basevich, what are you hoping the president will signal about what Washington should be doing in Afghanistan?
Well, I'd be pleased if he signaled an awareness that the war is strategically counterproductive and that we ought to close it down as expeditiously as we can without being irresponsible in that regard. I don't think that's what he's going to say. My guess is that domestic politics are going to be as important as strategic considerations in shaping his decision. We are, after all, approaching another presidential election.
Domestic politics also regarding the fiscal restraints that we mentioned, that money is exceptionally tight?
Well, money is exceptionally tight, and it is indeed fascinating that in the aftermath of the killing of bin Laden, that the Republican Party is now once again rediscovering the fact that it's supposed to be the party of fiscal conservatism. My guess is that won't be the deciding factor, as much as I think that it ought to be a factor that weighs in determining how we go forward in Afghanistan.
Okay, Thomas Donnelly, you should weigh in here now as well. What do you hope that the president will be signaling tomorrow?
I hope that he will portray whatever decision he makes about immediate troop withdrawals in the context of a larger and longer-term commitment and set of interests that I believe we have in the region. But I think I'm as likely to be left feeling empty as Andy is in terms of what the president says.
Go on about that and tell us where the daylight is.
He's obviously balancing a changed and changing domestic and fiscal environment. And he may be thinking about appearing as a presidential candidate. He's actually more hawkish, if you will, and more muscular on foreign policy and national security than some of the potential Republican contenders.
To me, the key issue boils down to this, and Tom may want to disagree. If you think that jihadism is an existential threat, the number one security concern of our time, and if you think that Afghanistan is the place where we need to confront that threat, then really we should spare no expense to prevail. But if you believe, as I believe, that the jihadist threat is actually quite limited, falls well short of being existential, that the big deal is how are we going to get along with China? How are we going to get along with India? Then the strategic priority would have us be not sending $100 billion a year to Afghanistan, but would be spending many more billions of dollars per year trying to ensure that we have the infrastructure, the education that will enable us to compete effectively in that emerging multipolar world of the 21st century.
Thomas Donnelly?
I do think that South Asia is a critical piece of the strategic chessboard, if you will, in the 21st century, particularly when it comes to the nascent partnership, geostrategic partnership that we're trying to develop with India. So in some ways, while Afghanistan per se is not a central element in this, it is the point of entry and would be an element in that balance of power. And I think that because of the Pakistan connection in particular, you know, in some ways it's like the Balkans were in regard to the great power balance in Europe through the 19th and early 20th century. Not that important in and of itself, but kind of a sucking chest wound that becomes a locus of great power competition.
I think it's reasonable to want to put the Afghanistan war in a regional context and to relate it to the whole question of India and Pakistan. My problem is that it seems pretty clear that U.S. military and activities in Afghanistan are not contributing to stability in Pakistan. They are contributing to the destabilization of Pakistan. They are making things worse in a regional context, not making things better. So to my mind, that's another reason why the war is strategically misguided.
Let me just interrupt here for a second, because I think what we're also talking about now is not just the ideology behind the war itself and whether or not it's misguided, but how soon U.S. troops should be coming home. And I wonder if we can just wrap the conversation up with your thoughts, both of you, on the dangers or the advent of a precipitous withdrawal from Afghanistan, which we have done before.
Well, what we did before was to leave Afghanistan and then completely ignore the place. And we're talking about in the wake of the Soviet withdrawal. I don't think that a withdrawal from this war necessarily means that we have to once again turn our backs on Afghanistan and simply allow things to happen however they will. There are other ways to exercise influence to at least reduce the likelihood of Afghanistan once again becoming a place that harbors terrorists that wish us ill.
Exerting influence in what way if we don't have troops on the ground?
Well, let us, for the sake of argument, assume that the Taliban regain power, although that's an assumption that may or may not come to pass. But were they to come to power, A, to make very clear to the Taliban that we will not tolerate them allowing al-Qaeda or similar elements to take up residence, and that if they choose to violate that prohibition, that we will punish them. And we don't need to be on the ground to render punishment.
Andrew Rezovich, you're talking about financial, economic punishment, military punishment that doesn't mean boots on the ground?
Military punishment.
Thomas Donnelly, final word from you on that.
I think the real problem area and sort of central focus for American strategy in the region should be Pakistan, which is, if anything, sort of a worse situation because of nuclear weapons and other aspects of the Pakistani way of life, dwarfs Afghan in terms of the threat, the danger, and the destabilizing effect. I would just say that really one of the few ways to fundamentally influence Pakistani behavior is for us to stay really, actually, I don't think boots on the ground are really, unfortunately, a necessary measure here, just in order to keep Pakistan from going in its natural direction, which has always been destabilizing.
So it's almost like you're talking about an occupying force of Americans in Afghanistan, if only to put pressure on and watch Pakistan.
It would very much be a point of pressure and take an opportunity for great mischief away from the Pakistanis.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there. But thank you both for your thoughts. Thomas Donnelly, Director of the Center for Defense Studies at the American Enterprise Institute, and Andrew Rezovich, Professor of International Relations at Boston University. Gentlemen, thank you both.
Thank you.
You're welcome.